Coach, why does Adam Lowry go to the Moose?
Play some hockey games. He's got they've got a couple this week, a couple more next week. I'm not sure how many of those he'll end up playing, but to get back into a higher rep, touch more pucks, get his feet moving, get his game back.
Will you add anybody then for the Ranger game?
They've got, like you said, they've got two games. We'll take a look at who's going down there. We'll make that decision tomorrow morning.
Could Adam play three games in 3 days? Or
I don't think so.
You see this as a fairly long-term move? Or?
Don't know yet. We want to get him to a place down there that he's feeling good about his game.
What have you seen in his game? Because remember camp, a lot of your line combinations were based on giving him the right role, and he had high expectations.
Well, not until the very end. Right, so he moved around with two real young guys almost straight through camp to the last two games. He hasn't been as good in the first part of the year as we had hoped he would be.
Do you see why?
Some speed, some quickness in his game.
Effort?
No, I don't think mental, not in terms of mental. He's not a casual player, but you always look you're working harder when you're skating faster.
Paul, what makes Andrew a good captain?
He's a durable player. You know, he'll fight through pain and injuries to play games. I think that sets a good tone in your locker room. He's consistent with his effort. He's scored goals in the past at some pretty key times. He's been in locker rooms that have won Stanley Cups. He cares about the game and the team deeply. Those are the things, and he's a hard worker in a practice after a game that you lost that you're not comfortable the way you lost. He came out and pushed hard today.
Do you like the mix that you have right now of veterans and younger players?
I don't think about the mix of veterans. I mean, we've got players in positions that I think they're gonna fill that role well. We've got guys that we've asked them to play at times out of position or out of roles that they've played. That's true on every team. Probably slightly more patient at times in terms of the words that I choose to talk to older players and younger players. The message would be the same, though. Other than that, I don't really think about their age a whole heck of a lot.
Connor Hellebuck's obviously given up more goals in his last three starts than he did in his first three, as you would expect. Has he been as good?
No, better. He's been better in his last two. I mean, these are real shooters. Chicago, St. Louis made some big, big saves. Four power play goals against, and I'm not looking for him. I mean, the screen, it's an awfully large screen that was in front of him from that point shot. But he's made enough really good saves, and I don't count the goals as weak that have beat him. So I like his game. I like where he's at.
He's had a few starts in a row. Is this now a 1-1A thing, and Michael Hutchinson's the 1A?
No. I guess I don't know that I ever have ever felt that divide between the two goaltenders that we've had, or maybe I did in the first year with Andre and Al, but players that play well deserve an opportunity to play more. I think goaltending is a little different position because some nights you can play well and it's not going your way and you just need a break. Was careful about monitoring confidence for the first tour in the NHL with Connor when he came in. But for me, he's done all the things that we would hope a goaltender would do. And he's had completely different styles of games. He's, you know, his first one, he didn't see any pucks. And then as he's built and get into Washington with, you know, high-end shooters and higher shots, he was good there. Like his last two games, he's got to keep doing it. He's got to keep playing well when he gets the opportunity to play.
Last thing for me, is this team and some of the struggles you've had in this last little while, missing Andre Pavlik, and not just on the ice, but as a veteran presence in the room and everything that he brings?
The only thing that I think we can ask more of, and Connor especially, I don't know what our goaltenders are stealing games for us. I mean, and that happens occasionally, but we can't go into the game with a mindset that says our best chances if our goaltender steals this game. I don't think we play that kind of game, and we lost a game, you know, a fairly even game in terms of offense generated both sides in 4 minutes. So it's not, we weren't asking that last night. We weren't asking that in Chicago either. No, that can't be your mindset. I mean, Pav's last year was when it was all sorted out, was our number one guy. Sure, you miss that. But we've got enough depth there that our goaltending's strong enough.
Drew Stafford said this team's in desperation mode. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but is that where they need to be?
Well, you want them to feel it in terms of the urgency to come out and play. I never liked that. I never particularly cared for the word desperate. You know, there's winners work at a constant pace, and losers are either hysterical or lethargic. And the desperation, a high sense of urgency in the room, feel that for sure. I think that's a word I would agree with.
We keep hearing about how hard it is to get back into, especially a division like the Central. I know you guys have a real tough schedule down the after March, heading into April. In your mind, how quickly in a season like this, does the window close where you guys can get back into a playoff spot?
I think what the difference is with this season in the past is there's no bottom end on our side here now. Where last year, and even at this time, there's two or three teams that aren't going to win very many games. And now there just isn't an easy mark in that group, and that's true for the teams that we're chasing as well. So as they get into more Central Division games and more Western Conference games, while you would say then that also makes it harder for you to win more on a consistent basis, go on those runs, it's also true for the teams we're chasing.
So I guess because you've talked with us about, I think you said last night, it's about the last 11 games, you like the direction that you're going in. How long in your mind do you feel you have before this team needs to get it right?
Well, October 6th, right? That never changes. There's no date on the calendar that says we're going home if we don't get it right here. That's what this is. I mean, we've got a youngish team. And at no point is this. So if we get this thing right, it's not looking easy. This thing is not getting easy. It's probably the biggest challenge we have in there, that you win a game and feel like, well, that's the way it should be if we just play our game, and you lose a game and ask yourself, well, how could that possibly happen? That's the kind of the tenor that I deal with you guys on a daily basis. Fully understand what your job is. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that's it. And then the opposite is where it needs to get to. This is a hard league, a hard division. When you're waiting for it to get easy, you will wait too long. So the day on the calendar that's important to me is the one we just recognize that the game that was played last night is the way this game is going to get played for the rest of the year. You play as hard as you can. We got to get better in some certain areas, and that's been true all year. We are, I think, making progress and getting better in that. But when you get it right that night, and then you got to get it right the next day. There's no, hey, we've arrived. It's not coming. I don't think it gets there with anybody. And even those teams that maybe at the top of the standings feel like they've got it right, they're sweating come the first day of the playoffs. We're just looking forward to the chance to do that too.
Paul, do you feel you need more from your top forward line at this point to get you guys out? I mean, those are your leaders in this team.
Well, what's the board on the game? We've got six guys with 8-plus goals, right? I mean, the Little's line's on the minus side. Big chunk of that is we give out 9 empty netters, and they're on the ice at that point in time in the game. So more out of them offensively, I don't think so. I don't think those top two lines are going to, and they're all at a high rate. A bunch of them are at career high rates. As a group, we have to take players that maybe that didn't come into the National Hockey League with a defense-first gift and find a way to do that as a team.
On the power play, have you thought about maybe giving more time to that pro, not the pro, the Stafford, Scheifele? I mean, those guys have been finding the back of the net. Well, you like their work ethic.
Right. So you look at the times that first unit comes off the ice and it's before the 1 minute mark. The advantage of Scheif's unit going out second is they play against second unit killers as well. So both of them own it. They're both responsible for that record. You don't need a good power play to win. You need a good penalty killing to win. That's statistically factual. I mean, there have been teams that have won the Stanley Cup that ran 30th on a power play over the course of the year. So our power play isn't where it needs to be. It needs to get, but that's not the, I mean, you can sit there and say, well, you needed a power play goal. No, we can take care of the other parts easier first. We got to get our penalty killing right. We got to get the defensive part of our game right. If we're sitting here going, we just need to get our power play going so we can score 5 a night, that's not going to happen.
Wheeler, Scheifele, Enstrom, is that just maintenance?
We'll all be on the ice tomorrow.
Okay, great.
as I see now.